from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. As the economy struggles, a lot of people are thinking about prices these days. That's the focus of a new project at Stanford University, too. But its aim is to put a value on something that's never had a price tag, nature. Lauren Summer has more.
Hop on Interstate 80 just east of Truckee, California, and you'll soon drive through a steep tree-lined canyon. I'm heading up those canyon walls with a team from the Nature Conservancy. It's a rough, unpaved road under the wheels of their Jeep. We reach a quiet meadow surrounded by pine forest. Most people would appreciate its scenic beauty, but Rebecca Shaw sees value elsewhere. Shaw is part of the Natural Capital Project. It's a partnership between Stanford, the Nature Conservancy, and the World Wildlife Fund. They're evaluating how to place an economic value on natural ecosystems to help better protect them. Shaw points to a nearby stream as an example.
One of the reasons why the quality of this water is so high is this is a natural landscape. The precipitation, either the rain or snow, falls in the Sierra Nevada.
The water soaks into the forest trees and soil and runs off into streams and rivers. That process acts like a giant water filter.
So by the time it makes it down all the way to its users, its urban users in San Francisco, it's clean water.
Shaw says the Sierra Nevada forests are doing what water filtration plants do here in the Greater Bay Area, except they're doing it for free.
Without these intact watersheds to purify the water, those water treatment costs would be much higher.
This is what Shaw calls an ecosystem service, and it's not the only one the Sierra Nevada provides. These trees store carbon, which helps regulate the climate. Other areas provide flood protection or habitat for bees and other pollinators, vital to California's agricultural industry. Shaw is helping map where these services are provided. But that's not all.
We're also trying to value them and put a value in economic terms.
Since many of these services are things we'd have to pay for otherwise, Shaw says you can value them in dollars. And that adds up quickly. One study estimated that worldwide, ecosystem services are worth $33 trillion each year. And in the Sierra?
It is a big number, and some estimates have been $2.2 billion. It's actually more likely much higher than that.
Shaw says because these services aren't normally valued, they're often left out of most land use decisions.
We primarily look at land for some of its extractive value, say from timber or for mining or even for housing development. And when we do that, we make those decisions without a very significant part of that equation.
To help balance the equation, the project is creating an online tool based at Stanford University.
So I just have the software open here with our toolbox called Invest.
Heather Tallis is the lead scientist with the Natural Capital Project. She's helped develop Invest, a free program that takes a piece of land and shows the ecosystem services. It uses widely available data, like land use maps and elevation. Tallis points to a map on the screen where different parcels of land are green and red.
So this is the Willamette Valley in Oregon. The example we have here looks at the difference in ecosystem services between 1990 and the world in 2050. If you were to take a course of pretty loosened development. So let Portland expand, let Eugene expand.
The map shows which parcels of land help control flooding from storms. In the 2050 scenario, there's a lot more red on the map, which is bad.
Yep, the red is where you've lost the ability of the landscape to provide that service.
The program lets decision makers see how their choices will change the way an ecosystem functions. In many cases, it shows those changes in real-world costs. For the project's co-founder, Stanford biologist Gretchen Daly, it's not a moment too soon.
All these services basically are provided for free today, and yet we're liquidating this. In this 100-year period, we're projected to lose about 50% of the plants and animals that we share the planet with. So we've got to take a whole new approach.
Daly says the project has brought together some strange bedfellows, like financial institutions and environmental groups. The governments of China and Colombia are interested.
Our mission is to align economic forces with conservation.
An example of that is the emerging carbon markets, where forests are protected by carbon offsets. But if nature does start dealing in dollars, what happens if the price pales in comparison to the promise of development?
The answer to that is that putting a price tag on nature alone will do absolutely nothing. And the fundamental issue is whether people can actually recognize natural capital in a really meaningful way in the context of decision making.
The idea seems to be spreading. In the past year, both the EPA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture have announced efforts to evaluate ecosystem services and to look into market values. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED Radio News.
You can read about natural capital projects around the world on the Quest Science blog. That's at kqed.org/quest.